the last three times we've... I was like, well, okay, TJ's name's off of there.
I think you've been over the water.
I've been, yeah, I've... It's been a crazy summer, but, you know, I... Thinking of all the different things, and there's other thoughts going through my head, but something struck me in the last couple of weeks, especially as we've going over to France and coming back. We talked about some projects, but it's just funny how God works. And we've shared, everybody has a testimony like this where God set you up ahead of time for what you're about to do in the future. But I can remember just always picking up different projects at my previous job. And one of those was a phone system project. And this is how God works. I just did it because I thought, okay, well, that's something new. If I can get, that's something nobody else in the company does. That's called job security. So I went through all the training, and granted, it was not as thorough as maybe other training would have been, but I went through the training, and I really tried really hard to understand what was going on, how this was supposed to work. We sold one phone system the whole time I worked at that company, and it was a pretty good disaster, to say the least, when we installed it. And I was glad when I could leave that behind. And I thought, okay, God, well, that was fun. And I, multiple times in my job have I sat down, and I can remember specific times where I sat down and I was at my rope's end thinking, what? I have no idea what to do next. And I'd just sit there, and I can remember one day I was in the shop and on a Saturday afternoon, I thought, I got to get this thing working because this business is relying on this computer for Monday morning. And I just said, God, everything I know says that this is supposed to work. So you got to show me what I'm missing. And within half an hour, I was able to lock the door and set the alarm, and it was up and running. So that's the way that I know that God's got me where I'm at for a reason. But these different projects that I've come about, well, wouldn't you know, now I've been almost 3 years at Kuhn, we just signed paperwork on a brand new phone system that I'll be the point person on. Imagine that. And it just makes me laugh because I think of all the times that we always wonder, God, why am I doing this? You know, I know we've prayed for Dawn on Wednesday nights going, I think Dad said in the message, she doesn't know why she's going through this, but she just knows God's got some reason for why we're going through all these different things. We've all probably said that prayer at least once. Maybe twice or more, of God, why do you have me going through this? And it just makes me laugh, because as we talk about how God has his perfect plan, his perfect timing, it's not to say that you're not going to get little tidbits along the way. And I can tell you that the more and more I keep on seeing how God is working, he's constantly dropping little tidbits on my path. I'm sure he's doing it on yours. And if I just put those away and say, okay, God, I don't know why I'm picking up on this, or why you're revealing this to me, but all of a sudden it starts to make sense, and that makes it exciting. You know, there's a lot of unknownness going on in the world, where we don't really know what tomorrow's going to hold. We don't know. But isn't it great to know that he's already years in advance planned out ahead what's going to happen. And I just want to encourage, because sometimes we can feel really overwhelmed by what is going on. And like, God, whatever the next thing is, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it. But here, he's working years ahead. He's got many years ahead for you already planned out. I don't know what they hold, but he's already got years ahead planned out for every one of us. And I can see, you know what, as a parent, that makes me very, very peaceful. I'm sure for Tracy and Val as well, where you see the kids that we're raising, and it's like, thank you, God, that you have everything figured out. And I hope that, I know that even if I screw up and make a mess, he's got his plan in place. And he's got that for each one of us. So I just want to encourage you. God's got things in place. You know, little things that God's got going on in your life, who knows what's going to happen years from now when it pops back up. Maybe even just in months, where God's going to come and you're just going to laugh. Because I know that's what I'm doing. As I'm picking up all this paperwork, I'm just laughing, thinking, God, how the heck did you know all that? You know, how did you know that this was stuff that I was going to need to know and use and work with later on in a totally different job, totally different company and everything. So I encourage you. Hopefully, with Testimony Sunday, I didn't even think about that until Dad said it, but hopefully we can all come up with a Testimony Sunday or testimony on that Sunday next Sunday here. Amen? Amen.